I'm John Osier here on Radio Row at the Super Bowl with Richard Graves of Sky Sports. And Richard, it's got to be an interesting time. You've been around the Jaguars a lot.
Yes.
UK. This has to be a different experience coming off the playoff run. It had to have changed the dynamic for you a little bit.
Oh, without a doubt. Look, for certainly last season and the season before that, to be honest, especially after the way the Jags had drafted, I think there was a feeling, certainly from me and many people I spoke to back in the UK, that the Jaguars were beginning to put together a roster that could compete.
Correct.
And that it was disappointing to see how they finished last season because expectations were so high. I was there in Jacksonville for that opening game against the Green Bay Packers, which really was symptomatic of the way the season itself panned out. So to see them go on and do well and take that next step this year has been fantastic. And, you know, obviously I know you, JP, Brent, we work a lot together when you guys are over in the UK. To hear the disappointment coming off that AFC Championship game was refreshing in a sense because it reflects the expectations that have now been formed around Jacksonville, but also it bodes so well going forward. The youthful nature of the roster that the guys have put together there and the talents as well. This is a team that is only going to get better, in my opinion.
Right. Tell me about the connection that, you know, in Jacksonville, when the team won, and especially November, December, you could feel the energy around it. Now, obviously, that's because the players are there, the fans are there, sold-out crowd. Was there a response like that from your perspective in the UK?
Undoubtedly so. And that was helped, I've got to say, as well, by this season, the first season that the UK's had access to the Jaguars Jam every
gotcha.
Week. So you get an insight and get to hear from the players themselves. You're not just reading or listening to reports.
Now, J.P. Shadrick calls that the J.P. Shadrick Jam. So just for clarification.
Well, where is he? I don't think I've done anything with you guys where J.P.'s not around. I'm told he's on holiday.
Yeah, he weasels in.
But yeah, that's what one of the things that's brought fans closer. And look, the Jacksonville Jaguars have done tremendous work. A lot of time, effort, and money has been put into building their fan base in the UK. Over the last couple of years, you've seen them win back-to-back-to-back games at Wembley. So that gives it a foundation to start with. And then when you actually see the team back on this side of the pond, doing what you expect them to do, winning games, winning the division, and then winning in the postseason as well. Let's not forget that. Two big wins, a narrow one over the Bills, and then you go up to the Steel City to Pittsburgh, and you knock off a team who are many people's tips for the Super Bowl this year. That's announcing yourself on the national stage.
Now, we'll get to the matchup next year, which is very exciting, obviously. But the concept of winning in the playoffs, and I know in the first year the Jaguars were over in London, which was against the 49ers, it felt like the UK crowd was still trying to learn the game, if you will. I've sensed year after year after year, major, I don't say learning curve, but it feels more and more like what we think of as an American football crowd every year. And I'm wondering if you feel that same thing when you're at the games, if you feel that sort of growing and
without
maybe exponentially, I guess is what I'm getting
absolutely.
At.
I mean, obviously, in my role, I'm fortunate to cover games on this side of the Atlantic as well. So you get a feel for what the NFL is all about. And to see it evolve in the way it has over, like you say, the 4 or 5 years that Jacksonville have been playing in London.
Which is amazing that it's been that long, isn't it?
It really is, because it's flown by. And, you know, funnily enough, I spoke to Paul Posluszny as he was walking out of the locker room after this year's win at Wembley. And I said, you know, did you think 5 years ago when you guys were first over here and you were blown out by the 49ers and it was tales of woe upon woe upon woe for the Jaguars who couldn't really seem to get out of their own way at times. Did you ever really think that this was possible, that you could start talking about a team who weren't just winning the odd game here and there, but were genuinely competitive? And he took a big deep breath, took a step back, shook his head and said, you know, man, I really couldn't. And so for someone like that, who's one of the really good guys of the game as well, that puts everything into every performance, it's great to see it. And if I've got one regret about that championship game, one moment when you feel, wow, it'd been great, it's for Paul, because we've got to work with him over that time, and there's times when no one else wants to speak to you because the defeats have been that bad, Paul's always been the one to front up and speak eloquently and put things in perspective. And, wow, you sure would like to see good things happen to people like that.
Yeah, he's not just like that with you guys. He's like that with everybody, which is nice to see. We, the announcement with the Eagles and the Jaguars playing over there next year, it came during the playoff run. So we didn't really get a chance to discuss it very much. But I've got to think, having those two teams, having a team that's in this game, having a team that's in the AFC Championship game, my thought is that's the biggest matchup that will have been promotable throughout the offseason that has been in the International Series. That's got to be a major step.
Certainly in terms of the Jaguars, how they're playing, who their opponents are, sure, you know, you've had the Patriots over in the UK, the Cowboys have been there, the Steelers, who are big organizations in themselves. But
right.
In terms of a pure matchup, this gives you an idea of how big it's seen it back in the UK.
Right.
When it was announced, people were openly talking about the possibility of Wembley being the host for the two Super Bowl teams.
Right.
Yeah, and that, I cannot emphasize right. enough how big
there
that
been
time
a
is. Exactly.
Like that
yeah.
There yet.
So you've got the Eagles playing well. Everybody keen to see what Carson Wentz can do in person, and everybody also keen to see how far this Jaguars team can go, how far it can move on from what it's achieved this year. Because don't forget, everybody in the UK has evolved with this team. Yeah, whether you want to admit it or not, it's been marketed as the UK's team, because
sure.
they're the team that come back year after year. And they want success. As much as the players do, the fans of the Jaguars over in the UK want to see that team being successful. So I've got to be honest, it's the first time the Philadelphia Eagles will have played in the UK. They'll surely have a rabid fan base and following when they're over there. But I really think it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere. And you expect, given what we've seen in the 2017 season, that the fans are going to be treated to one heck of a game as well.
And the Jags are going for four in a row.
Exactly. There. Who would
I mean,
have thought
that's
that?
Amazing, that's an amazing streak that now really does, I mean, it's this way from your perspective, but from the perspective of somebody covering the team, it's starting to feel like a real advantage.
Yeah, I think it is as well. You know, you've had players over past months and seasons talking about London being their second home. I mean, everybody in the UK, it wasn't lost on them last season when you heard Alan Robinson's comments after one game saying that London felt more like home than Jacksonville
right.
did. Now, whilst that might not have gone down so well in Jacksonville,
yeah, not so much.
I've got to tell you, that went down very well back in the UK, because that's that bond that you need between players and team and their fan base. It's the connection which makes it stronger. And if you build on that with wins like Jacksonville have, well, this is what you have now, a vested interest. To the extent that people want a weekly show, mm-hmm. they want to be able to hear directly from their heroes, and it's just growing all the time.
Well, when you win 44-7, it tends to start being a good thing. So, Richard, I enjoyed it.
It's a pleasure, as
always. I enjoyed talking to you. And that's Richard Graves from Sky Sports on Ozone Live on Facebook.